This is Brad Easterling, IPM agent here in St. Lawrence with another audio report. Fortunately, we did finally see a little bit of rain this past evening. It was very light, very scattered in a couple of areas, but right around the St. Lawrence area, the Glasscock Co-op, we had a little bit, and just north of there, overall, we're hearing a tenth up to about 3/10. But then again, this morning, we had a couple more showers. So, fortunately, we did get a little bit of rain out of it. Right now, our irrigated cotton it's really starting to come on. We're anywhere from about 4 to 11, 12 true leaves. We're starting to put a few squares on, so it's starting to look a little bit better. Some really light, moderate flea hoppers starting to show up around here. Nothing that's really got my interest peaked too awful much. We're just kind of out scouting about. We're starting to see some of these weeds drying down a little bit. So flea hoppers are kind of moving around. Really our biggest concern is the wildlife is really starting to get into some of our cotton around here. A lot of deer, a lot of jackrabbits starting to move in out of these pastures and just looking for anything that's green out there. So that's kind of the biggest issue we're looking at on some of our cotton. Dry land, the stuff that's not up is probably not going to come up. Fortunately, what has come up and is kind of hanging on, that's kind of right in there where we got that shower last night. So maybe that'll help keep it alive and keep it growing for just a little bit longer until we finally get some significant rainfall. Haley, I hear y'all got a little bit of rain here the other night. So what are things like over there in the Contra Valley?
Yes, sir. Some of us got rain and other of us didn't. Story of the life. No. So in town, in San Angelo and north of town, we got some rains and it even rained out into the Rowena area. But, in parts of Tom Green County, like Wall, they got a tenth, 2/10, so minimal on that. But regarding cotton, our irrigated is anywhere from, emerging to we have match head squares. And so you mentioned you have a little bit of flea hoppers, but nothing much. And that's kind of how it is, too. Our weeds are dying down. And those flea hoppers are moving in. And the most I've seen is 5 per, field. And I did 100 plants. So that's 5%. And so, very minimal. Definitely out still scouting, especially as those fields start approaching squaring. I'm definitely keeping my eye out on that. But, you mentioned wildlife. And that's probably our biggest issue as well is the deer. We have deer moving in. They'll do the merge cotton and then they're coming off eating the tops of the terminal and just chopping that plant off. And so that is our biggest issue because what they're eating right now isn't as green as that cotton, and so they're appreciating that and we aren't. And so our dry land it's iffy in the situation of some of it's coming up and it has 3-4 true leaves and it's going to start squaring soon, and then we have some that's taken 10 to 14 days to come up. And it's sitting there for a little bit and it's starting to die. And so depending where you're at, depending if you caught any of these timely rains in the previous months, that is really the factor on the dry land. But, pressure's pretty low, just looking out for flea hoppers. So that's about all I have for cotton in the Contra Valley.
Yes, ma'am. When talking on that wildlife, we're seeing the same thing out there where they're coming in, some of the smaller plants just completely biting those off. The larger stuff, like I said, eating those terminals out. The biggest issue we're going to see with a lot of those, we already kind of had an emergence issue where, emergence was real erratic out there. We've still got some plants kind of trying to come up and they're 2 true leaves, 3 true leaves. And then you've got the bigger cotton that's, 7, 8, 9 true leaves. Then you get those terminals eaten out of them and we're going to have that crazy cotton situation out there. It's really going to make management difficult in a lot of these fields out there, especially if they've got enough water that, they're going to have a decent crop out there. And it's really going to make it difficult from a PGR standpoint, trying to manage a lot of these fields with the maturity and the growth habits so difficult out there. From a corn standpoint this year, it's really starting to stress right now. We've finished with pollination. A lot of it is in doe stage right now. Guys are really struggling trying to decide what to do with the water, and most of them have really moved most of their water over to cotton right now, trying to get a little bit of moisture built up in that profile, maybe trying to come back every once in a while and get a little bit of water on that corn. but most of it, you know, those leaves pretty much stay curled up. It's looking pretty blue. You'll see a lot of those leaves firing on those plants, and it's getting higher and higher. Seen a lot of them. It's clear up to that ear leaf on there that, you know, they're really starting to turn brown on there. So corn is really starting to suffer. Sorghum, you know, it looks a little bit better, but we're looking at about half the fields around here that are starting to head out. So as that water consumption increases on these sorghum fields, then we're going to start seeing a lot more drought stress in our sorghum as well. What about y'all's grain?
Regarding our corn, I think, you know, our growers are realizing they had more hail damage than what they did, because now that it's starting, you know, some of the cobs are definitely, you know, you can tell it, they didn't, the tassels didn't have the pollen load, because our pollination just wasn't up to par. And so our corn is definitely, you know, mediocre. There are maybe a couple of fields that look good that didn't get, you know, some hail, but generally speaking, that's kind of the downside of our corn, is it's not looking too good. But our sorghum, you know, we're anywhere from boot to, we have flowering, you know, most of it is heading out. I do have a couple of fields that seem to be kind of stuck in boot right now. It's been there for a while, kind of ran out of moisture, hasn't caught these rains, maybe planted a little too dense, and so it's not, you know, responding as well. And so you mentioned, you know, as these fields approach, you know, water consumption time, we really need, you know, the rains, we really need the water. And so that's kind of where we're at right there. And so from an insect pest standpoint, we do have sugarcane aphids start to show up in some sorghum fields in the past couple of days. They were near fields that were just cut for hay, and so they had Johnson grass, and so they're moving over. And there's a lot of Johnson grass in the bar ditches nearby those. And so they've just, as that Johnson grass is dying down, they're just moving into that sorghum that looks a little bit greener. And so that's really all we have going on, you know, from the grand standpoint.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the sugarcane aphid update, because normally we'll get them over here about 6 weeks or so after you guys start seeing them. They start migrating our direction. So we'll start keeping our eyes peeled for those. You know, other than a few headworms starting to show up in some of our sorghum, and most of them are still down in the world. Haven't really seen anything starting to move up in any of the heads. But other than that, all of our insect pests are pretty light in our grain crops. Still not seeing any spotter mites showing up. So hopefully we can kind of keep those at bay. But we will start keeping our eyes peeled for sugarcane aphid.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.